Imagine discovering that everything you've been told about heart health is based on flawed science. That's exactly what happened to Jimmy Moore at a Sam's Club health screening when a nurse praised an obese woman with dangerous blood pressure simply because her cholesterol was low, then panicked over Moore's high cholesterol despite his healthy appearance. This moment crystallized the bizarre paradox at the heart of modern medicine. We've reduced health to a numbers game, focusing obsessively on cholesterol while ignoring more meaningful indicators of cardiovascular health. Moore's personal journey, losing 180 pounds and weaning himself off medications by doing the opposite of conventional advice, led him to question everything about the cholesterol-heart disease connection. What if the $29 billion statin industry has been built on scientific quicksand? What if cholesterol isn't the villain we've been told, but rather an essential molecule without which we couldn't survive? This groundbreaking book, featuring insights from 29 leading health experts, promises to cut through decades of misinformation and reveal the surprising truth about cholesterol. Cholesterol has been unfairly demonized for decades, yet it's absolutely essential for human survival. This waxy substance, produced primarily by your liver, serves numerous critical functions. It repairs cell membranes, produces vital hormones, enables vitamin D absorption, regulates salt and water balance, and facilitates fat digestion. It even improves memory function and boosts serotonin levels, contributing to emotional well-being. Despite what you've been told, dietary cholesterol has minimal impact on blood cholesterol levels. Your body absorbs only about 15% of the cholesterol you consume, excreting the rest. More significantly, your liver produces roughly 75% of your blood cholesterol, adjusting production based on your body's needs. When you eat less cholesterol, your liver simply makes more to compensate. The clogged pipes analogy we've all heard is fundamentally flawed. Human arteries aren't like kitchen pipes. At body temperature, 98.6°F, saturated fat remains liquid, not solid. As Cleveland Clinic's Dr. Michael Rothberg acknowledged in a 2013 American Heart Association journal article, this common analogy is simple, familiar, and evocative, but ultimately wrong. The cholesterol-heart disease connection began with Rudolf Virchow in 1856, gained momentum when Nikolai Anichkov found that feeding cholesterol to rabbits, natural vegetarians, caused plaque formation, and was cemented by Ansel Keys' flawed seven-country study in 1956. Keys selectively used data to prove that dietary fat caused heart disease, while ignoring countries that didn't fit his hypothesis. The subsequent coronary primary prevention trial, 1973 to 1984, further entrenched this belief, leading to widespread low-fat diet recommendations and the development of statin drugs. Americans dutifully reduced their fat intake from 39.7% to 33.4% of calories between 1977 and 2008. Yet during this period, heart disease became the number one killer in America, while obesity and diabetes reached epidemic proportions. This paradox strongly suggests the lipid hypothesis was fundamentally flawed from the beginning. Cholesterol itself possesses antioxidant properties that can actually guard against heart disease. When your immune system is under attack, cholesterol serves as a crucial defense mechanism. Rather than being the cause of heart disease, elevated cholesterol may actually be your body's attempt to heal inflammation, the true culprit behind cardiovascular problems. The conventional cholesterol-heart disease hypothesis remains unproven despite widespread acceptance. A growing community of medical professionals and patients are rejecting this premise based on emerging science that points to inflammation as the true driver of heart disease. Without inflammation, cholesterol moves freely through the body as intended, never accumulating in blood vessels. While acute inflammation is a natural healing response to injury, chronic inflammation develops over years from poor diet, smoking, stress, and compromised gut health. This persistent inflammatory state damages arterial walls, creating the conditions for plaque formation. Dr. Dwight Lundell's widely shared article, Heart Surgeon Speaks Out on What Really Causes Heart Disease, explains that cholesterol would move harmlessly throughout the body if not for inflammation. High-sensitivity C-reactive protein, HSCRP, has emerged as the primary marker for detecting this chronic inflammation, far more important than commonly tested LDL and total cholesterol levels. A 2009 study in the American Heart Journal examining 136,900 cardiovascular patients found nearly 75% had LDL within the healthy range, and almost half had optimal levels below 100 milligrams per deciliter. This striking finding directly contradicts the cholesterol hypothesis. If low cholesterol protected against heart attacks, these patients shouldn't have experienced cardiovascular events. Dr. Malcolm Kendrick's analysis of the World Health Organization's MONICA study reveals the complete lack of correlation between cholesterol levels and heart disease rates across populations. He points to striking examples. Australian Aboriginals have the highest heart disease rates but lowest cholesterol levels, while the Swiss have the highest cholesterol levels, averaging 250 milligrams per deciliter, but only one-fourth the heart disease rate of Americans. Countries with the highest saturated fat consumption consistently show lower heart disease rates than those with the lowest consumption. Dr. Uffe Ravnikov's book, The Cholesterol Myths, notes that when combining data from over 40 pre-statin research trials, equal numbers died in both treatment and control groups. Yet this evidence was suppressed once pharmaceutical companies discovered the profit potential in cholesterol-lowering medications. Despite mounting evidence of inflammation's central role in heart disease, major health organizations continue to mistakenly focus on cholesterol rather than addressing the root inflammatory causes through nutrition, exercise, and lifestyle changes. Statins have become doctors' first line of defense rather than last resort, despite failing to stop heart disease from remaining America's number one killer. The pharmaceutical industry has orchestrated a brilliant marketing campaign, convincing both doctors and patients that these drugs are essential for anyone with elevated cholesterol. A 2013 Cornell study found that television advertisements drive overprescription of statins and increase diagnoses of high cholesterol. This direct-to-consumer marketing creates a subliminal brainwashing effect, convincing patients to request these drugs while pharmaceutical representatives simultaneously convince doctors to prescribe them. What most patients don't realize is how minimal the benefits actually are. Dr. Uffe Ravnikov reveals that for a 65-year-old heart attack survivor, statins increase 5-year survival odds by only 2%, from 90% to 92%. Drug companies misleadingly present this as a 20% relative risk reduction to make the benefit appear more substantial. Meanwhile, the side effects are far more significant than commonly acknowledged. Dr. Dwayne Graveline explains that statins block not just cholesterol, but vital biochemicals like CoQ10 and dolichols, which build mitochondria, our cellular power plants. Their depletion causes myopathies, neuropathies, hundreds of statin-associated ALS cases, and organ damage. A Danish study found CoQ10 supplements can cut mortality by half in heart failure patients, suggesting that statins' depletion of this crucial compound may actually undermine heart health while supposedly protecting it. Dr. Beatrice Galam's independent statin effect study documented numerous side effects: muscle pain, memory issues, mood changes, nightmares, liver problems, and impotence. Women appear particularly vulnerable to statin risks. Norwegian researchers studying 52,000 subjects found women with high cholesterol, above 270 milligrams per deciliter, had nearly 30% less chance of cardiovascular death than those with normal low levels, under 193 milligrams per deciliter. An analysis of 11 randomized studies published in Archives of Internal Medicine revealed women taking statins experienced greater all-cause mortality risk. A 2012 clinical trial with over 1,000 patients showed women suffered disproportionate levels of extreme fatigue and decreased energy after taking statins. Dr. Malcolm Kendrick summarizes the statin dilemma perfectly. They may add 15 years to your life, but make you feel 15 years older. For those without existing heart disease, evidence supporting statin use is questionable at best, and the risks likely outweigh any potential benefits. The true dietary culprits behind heart disease aren't saturated fats or cholesterol. They're refined carbohydrates and industrial vegetable oils. This revelation contradicts decades of nutritional advice, but is supported by mounting scientific evidence. Carbohydrates, especially refined flour and sugar, have an enormous impact on heart health. When consumed, they trigger a dangerous chain reaction that raises triglycerides and increases small, dense lipoproteins that damage arteries. Studies on high-fat diets have almost always been conducted with high carbohydrate intake as well, creating a disastrous combination that researchers mistakenly blamed on fat alone. Limiting carbohydrate consumption immediately improves heart health markers. Despite mainstream advice, consuming excessive carbs is more fattening than eating saturated fats, a major reason for our obesity epidemic. You're healthiest when consuming natural fats while dramatically reducing carbohydrates. Even more surprising is the danger posed by vegetable and seed oils, corn, peanut, sesame, safflower, sunflower, canola, that have been promoted as heart-healthy alternatives to saturated fat. A meta-analysis of the Sydney Diet Heart Study, published in 2013, revealed that people consuming more safflower oil had higher risk of heart attack death despite lower cholesterol levels. These omega-6 rich oils appear in virtually all processed foods, destabilizing lipoprotein particles and leading to arterial damage. The ideal omega-6 to omega-3 ratio should be 1:1, but most people consume a dangerous 15:1 or even 30:1 ratio, pushing our bodies toward a pro-inflammatory state linked to autoimmune disorders and other health problems. David Gillespie warns that our excessive omega-6 consumption drives inflammation throughout the body. While vegetable oils do lower cholesterol, they increase the chances of oxidizing it, the real danger to heart health. Oxidized LDL, not just high LDL, is what leads to heart attacks and cardiovascular disease. These omega-6 fats make cells fragile and susceptible to oxidation, similar to metal rusting, creating an atherogenic environment despite seemingly healthy cholesterol numbers. Measuring oxidized LDL is a much stronger predictor of heart disease, 82% accurate, compared to standard cholesterol tests, 49% accurate. Unfortunately, oxidized LDL testing isn't widely available, possibly because pharmaceutical companies can't profit from it. The best treatments are lifestyle changes like reducing sugar, lowering stress, exercising, and eliminating smoking. Standard cholesterol tests typically measure LDL-C, which is merely a calculated estimate using the Friedewald equation rather than a direct measurement. Yet doctors focus intensely on lowering this number below 100, often prescribing statins based solely on this imprecise metric. This oversimplified approach ignores the complex reality of lipid metabolism and cardiovascular health. What's far more important is understanding the different types of LDL particles: pattern A, large, fluffy, harmless, versus pattern B, small, dense, dangerous. Research has shown that two people with identical LDL-C numbers can have vastly different cardiovascular risks based on their particle patterns. The small, dense LDL particles can easily penetrate arterial walls, significantly increasing heart disease risk. These particles are like tiny BBs that can readily embed themselves in arterial tissue, while the larger pattern A particles are more like beach balls that bounce off. Despite the technology for measuring LDL particle size and number being available for decades, most doctors still rely solely on the calculated LDL-C number, largely due to pharmaceutical industry influence promoting statin drugs. This focus on LDL-C has led to millions of prescriptions that may be unnecessary or even harmful for many patients. Having the right triglyceride to HDL ratio is critical for heart health, with an ideal target of 1:1. The medical establishment has largely ignored these markers while obsessing over LDL. Triglycerides under 50, not the standard 150, and HDL over 50, ideally 70-80, are optimal targets. Studies have shown that individuals with these optimal ratios have significantly lower rates of cardiovascular events, regardless of their total cholesterol levels. Carbohydrates are the primary driver of triglyceride production, while healthy saturated fats raise beneficial HDL. Each 20-gram increase in daily carbohydrate intake typically raises triglycerides by 2 to 3 points. Dr. David Diamond's personal experience illustrates this perfectly. His triglycerides skyrocketed to 800 by 2006, while his HDL remained dangerously low at 25. Though his doctor insisted only medication could help, Diamond discovered that simple carbohydrates were the culprit. By cutting carbs and increasing healthy fats, he dropped his triglycerides below 150 and doubled his HDL to 50 without any medication. His case demonstrates how dietary changes can dramatically improve lipid profiles within months. Advanced testing options provide significantly more insight into cardiovascular risk than standard lipid panels. The NMR lipoprofile test measures LDL particle numbers, LDLP, and particle size, along with standard cholesterol metrics and insulin resistance risk. Research shows LDLP is a much stronger predictor of cardiovascular events than LDL-C. The VAP test provides direct measurements of various lipids and pattern identification, including important subfractions like LPA that standard tests miss. Health Diagnostic Laboratory's comprehensive panel examines lipoprotein particles, inflammation markers, genetic markers, heart function, and metabolic markers, offering a complete picture of cardiovascular health. For those concerned about high cholesterol, a CT heart calcium scan directly measures arterial plaque buildup, the actual disease process, rather than just cholesterol levels. This test provides a calcium score ranging from 0 to over 400, with higher scores indicating greater plaque burden. A low score means high cholesterol is meaningless, while a high score indicates dietary changes are needed. The test is relatively inexpensive, under $100 in some areas, and provides far more useful information than standard cholesterol tests. Studies show calcium scores are the strongest predictor of future cardiac events, outperforming all other risk factors, including family history and standard lipid panels. While most medical professionals obsess over high cholesterol, evidence suggests that low cholesterol might actually be more dangerous. The medical establishment rarely discusses this concern, despite mounting research showing serious health implications of cholesterol levels that are too low. Dr. Chris Masterjohn's research on Smith-Lemli-Opitz syndrome reveals the dangers of insufficient cholesterol. People with this genetic disorder cannot produce enough cholesterol, resulting in facial deformities, organ abnormalities, digestive disorders, visual impairments, increased infection risk, and severe neurological problems, including autism and self-injurious behavior. Treatment involves a counterintuitive approach, a diet rich in cream and egg yolks, plus FDA-approved supplements that raise cholesterol levels. This effectively reverses symptoms, demonstrating cholesterol's crucial role in brain function, neurological development, mental health, organ development, infection resistance, and proper digestion. Tim Russert's sudden death at 58 exemplifies the danger of focusing solely on cholesterol numbers. Despite following his doctor's advice meticulously, taking statins, blood pressure medication, and exercising daily, his first heart attack proved fatal. Most shocking was his total cholesterol of just 105, considered ideal by conventional standards. Despite appearing healthy on paper, with normal A1C and blood sugar levels, Russert had undetected severe coronary artery disease. Dr. Thomas Dayspring explains that Russert's case exemplifies how insulin resistance can create a deceptive lipid profile. His high triglycerides displaced cholesterol molecules in LDL and HDL particles, creating artificially low cholesterol readings while masking dangerous atherosclerotic plaque. Low cholesterol has serious negative effects on heart and brain health. Dr. Yin-Sheng Lee's research revealed cholesterol's critical role in tissue repair and stem cell production. With cholesterol levels too low, blood vessels become stiffer and more prone to breaking. The brain, containing 25% of the body's cholesterol, despite being only 2% of body mass, requires adequate cholesterol for neural transmission. Deficiency can lead to Alzheimer's disease. Multiple studies show that older people with high cholesterol live longer, with Dr. Ufe Ravnikov noting that over 90% of those who die from heart attacks or strokes have passed age 65. Dr. Malcolm Kendrick points out that mortality rates are essentially flat for total cholesterol between 160 to 240 milligrams per deciliter, with some evidence suggesting higher levels correlate with longer life. High cholesterol doesn't necessarily indicate heart disease risk, but may serve as an important metabolic marker warranting further investigation. Here are 9 common reasons why cholesterol levels may rise despite healthy lifestyle choices. 1. Hypothyroidism. When thyroid function is low, cholesterol tends to increase because the thyroid hormone T3 normally tells LDL receptors to remove excess LDL from the blood. With low T3 levels, this process slows, leaving LDL floating in the bloodstream. Dr. William Davis notes that thyroid dysfunction is a very common cause of hypercholesterolemia, often treatable with iodine supplementation. 2. Excessive carbohydrate consumption. Dr. Dwight Lundell states that elevated cholesterol primarily reflects excessive carbohydrate intake. While carbs don't necessarily increase LDL-C directly, they decrease LDL particle size and increase density, the factors most damaging to heart health. Excess blood sugar causes glycation damage to LDL particles, making them inefficient at delivering nutrients and preventing proper recycling by the liver. 3. Low-carb, high-fat diet adaptation. When switching to a low-carb, high-fat diet, most people see improvements in their cholesterol profile, higher HDL, lower triglycerides, and larger, fluffier LDL particles. However, a small segment of the population experiences dramatic spikes in LDL-C, LDL-P, ApoB, and total cholesterol despite these other improvements. When other markers are excellent, low triglycerides, high HDL, normalized blood sugar, low inflammation, many experts question whether elevated LDL particles carry the same risk. 4. Familial hypercholesterolemia. This genetic condition affects about 0.5% of the population, but studies suggest heart disease may not be as severe in these patients as previously thought. For those with FH, dietary changes like switching to monounsaturated fats, olive oil, avocados, and adding antioxidants may help, potentially avoiding statins. 9. Weight loss. During active weight loss, cholesterol levels can behave unpredictable. LDL and total cholesterol may increase, HDL may decrease, and triglycerides may rise. This is normal as the body mobilizes stored fat. Dr. Westman advises against measuring cholesterol during weight loss because the results don't reflect your true baseline. The medical establishment's fixation on cholesterol stems from outdated science that's been heavily influenced by pharmaceutical companies. Despite overwhelming evidence that LDL and total cholesterol aren't the critical markers they're made out to be, doctors continue encouraging misguided fears and pushing unnecessary drugs based solely on these numbers. Dr. Rocky Patel explains that systemic issues compound the problem. Primary care doctors face overwhelming patient loads with just 3 to 7 minutes per visit, making it impossible to provide proper lifestyle coaching. The healthcare system prioritizes quantity over quality, pushing physicians to process patients quickly rather than address root causes. Patients must become their own health advocates. As one doctor told Jimmy Moore, the patient is always the boss and the doctor is the employee. This means educating yourself, connecting with informed communities online, and entering doctor visits as an empowered patient. For those still concerned about cholesterol, consider these practical steps. 1. Determine if your cholesterol is actually high. The Katavans of Papua New Guinea have no heart disease despite women having total cholesterol of 200 to 250 milligrams per deciliter in middle age. Dr. Masterjohn suggests only investigating when men exceed 220 milligrams per deciliter or women exceed 250 milligrams per deciliter. 2. Understand reference ranges. Dr. Ken Sakaris explains that conventional cholesterol cutoff points merely represent population averages, not disease thresholds. Being above 200 milligrams per deciliter simply means you're above average, not necessarily at risk. 3. Consider advanced testing. The NMR lipoprofile test measures LDL particle numbers and size, providing far more useful information than standard cholesterol tests. High-sensitivity C-reactive protein, HSCRP, measures inflammation, with ideal levels below 1.0 milligrams per deciliter. 4. Get a CT heart calcium scan. This directly measures arterial plaque buildup, the actual disease process, rather than just cholesterol levels. A low score means high cholesterol is meaningless, while a high score indicates dietary changes are needed. 5. Address insulin resistance. Dr. Malcolm Kendrick considers fasting insulin the most important health marker that reveals virtually everything about your health. Controlling insulin resistance through diet is fundamental to heart and overall health. 6. Try a low-carb, high-fat diet. Reducing carbohydrate intake dramatically improves heart health markers for most people. The resulting improvements in triglycerides, HDL, and inflammation markers often far exceed what medications can achieve. 7. Eliminate vegetable oils. Replace industrial seed oils with natural fats like olive oil, coconut oil, butter, and animal fats to reduce inflammation and improve cholesterol particle quality. 8. Consider natural supplements. Dr. Johnny Bowden recommends omega-3s from fish oil, magnesium, Q10, resveratrol, curcumin, vitamins D and C, and citrus bergamot instead of statins to improve cardiovascular health. The paradigm is shifting from the dietary fat hypothesis to the dietary carbohydrate hypothesis of heart disease. Countries like Sweden have already embraced the idea that saturated fat isn't harmful and carbohydrates are the real concern. By questioning conventional wisdom, understanding the true markers of heart health, and making informed dietary choices, you can take control of your cardiovascular health in ways that simply focusing on cholesterol numbers could never achieve.